we call ourselves apostleship of prayer because we want to become apostles. That is, we want to be sent by Jesus to the world to help others. We're apostles. And since many of us, or most people, can't go on faraway missions, we connect ourselves with the missions, with the church, with other people's needs through our prayer, which, of course, leads us to a life of service. We can't pray and just, you know, want to serve through prayer without putting it into action. So that takes us to a Jesus, imitating Jesus, to try to live as he lived, as in all Christian spirituality, of course.
Yes. I know one of the prayers is the daily offering, the morning offering, that a lot of people would know about. Maybe people have been saying that traditionally for years without realizing that that's part of the apostleship of prayer.
Exactly. Well, as you know, I have to visit different places throughout the world. I have been to places, I can tell you more about that, where everybody in the church, I'm thinking of India. In India, the whole Catholic Church, everybody recites the morning offering or the daily offering. And they offer their lives, they pray for this and for that, and they have prayers for every moment of their daily lives in a very natural way. It's a very spiritual culture, I would say. But nobody has heard about apostleship of prayer.
That's right,
and
yes.
We don't really mind if they are doing what we want. But anyhow, apostleship of prayer teaches this main practice, which is offering your day to God. Put your life into connection. Your life is meaningful to God. Every single detail of your day, everything that you do is meaningful. So this daily offering, not to be done only in the morning, but sometimes called the morning offering, this is the main practice that we teach people that helps them connect their whole day to God.
And it's linked in with the intentions, say, the Pope's intentions or the intentions for that month.
It is, because as I said previously, we want to be apostles. That means we want to help the church and the church's mission. And how do I know what the church is concerned about? So to help us, the Pope each month sends out two intentions, what we call a general intention and a missionary intention. This is going on since 1890, that the Pope Leo XIII handed to apostleship of prayer, gave them the intentions to make people support the mission of the whole church. So that is also part of how we make our prayer also apostolic. It's not only my thing, it's a church thing.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned there the range of people who are involved in the apostleship of prayer. And do you find it difficult when you're traveling now to encourage young people to be involved?
We have a youth branch. Not many, it's not present, it's not everywhere in Ireland. We don't have the Eucharistic youth movement. That's what we call our youth branch. But it is present in about 37 countries. That is our way to organize or to help young people to live our spirituality. Even though there are many young people who can also use apostleship of prayer as such, which is not a movement, is a service to the church. It's a spiritual proposal. You don't have to register like in a movement. But we do have a movement for young people, which is a more structured way of living at this spirituality, which is called the Eucharistic Youth Movement, which is very strong in France, in Italy, in Chile, where I come from. It's very strong in Madagascar and several other countries. And this is a way to... there's thousands of kids, and they're really enthusiastic about Jesus. That's beautiful to see.
Yeah. You mentioned Eucharistic there. Is there a strong link with Eucharist?
Certainly, yes. Our spirituality, based on this daily offering prayer, is a way to live. Let me see if I can get this through, because it's a very important concept. If we offer our lives to God, that is exactly what Jesus was doing in the Eucharist. That Last Supper, he took the bread in his hands and said, "This is my life. This is me. I am being offered for salvation of humankind." So when we offer our lives to God, we try to live that attitude. Here, my Lord, this is my life. I am offering it to you to help Jesus, to help his mission, to save humankind with him. So this daily offering is a Eucharistic offering connected to our Mass.
So how do people get in touch with the organization, Apostleship of Prayer, if they don't know anything about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would suggest to look in the country, in your country where you live, in this case in Ireland, there is a national secretary that we call, a person in charge of Apostleship of Prayer. In Ireland, it's Father John Luby. In England, it's Father Michael Beattie. And, I have a long list of 90. So if you're listening to this and you want to find out more about this, look for the person in charge in your country, or on email, on internet, you can look for Apostleship of Prayer, and there are several websites that can give you information.